on this episode of Counting Cars.
Is anybody working here?
Chum,
what's up?
Can we get the Legion, brother?
I was waiting for you to drop off that other $5,000. I ain't got nothing done on it.
I'm not $5,000.
We give away a bike every year for Bike Fest. This is the largest Oda nugget in the world.
Man.
It's worth over $2 million.
And you want us to incorporate this nugget into the bike?
Yeah.
This car is so beautiful. Would you consider an offer of 20 on it?
That would be a fair price.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sell it for a fair price.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
I'm not buying two of these for these fools. I am not. And I want to get that. Hold on one second.
Is anybody working here?
Chum, what's up?
Hey, I'll hold it back at you. Better.
What are you up to?
Came to get the Lincoln, brother.
What do you mean you came to get the Lincoln?
Should be done, right?
You ain't showed up in 2 years.
Yeah, you should have had plenty of time to get it done.
I ain't done. I mean, I was waiting for you to drop off that other $5,000.
$5,000?
That's the balance.
I don't have $5,000.
I swear, Chumley's memory's getting worse all the time. 2 years ago, he brought me a 63 Lincoln Continental that he wanted to do a quick flip, and he had no money. I said, dude, I'll put you on the payment plan for friends and family. The payment stopped. I stopped the work and put it in storage. I mean, your family, but I still got to pay the guys, dude. Oh, hold on. We'll figure this out. Let me call Kevin and Danny. We'll go over and take a look at it and see where it's at.
I've been watching Rick at the pawn shop for over 10 years making moves, so I figured it's time to start making some moves on my own. I want to get the car done so I can flip it to make a profit.
I haven't been in here in ages, man. I think this is it.
That's it.
Yeah, here we go. There you go.
Oh, it's still primer?
It's actually farther than you think.
It's really close.
Everything in this is ready.
Yeah.
We just hit the brakes when we got to the money issue. We could actually put it together in a hurry.
Let's not kid ourselves. You're not putting nothing together.
These Lincoln Continentals are badass. They were developed in 1938 as a prototype for Edsel Ford. But as soon as his friends saw it, they all demanded one for themselves and general production began. As for the suicide doors, many think that that name came from the gangster era, since Bonnie and Clyde and notorious bank robber John Dillinger had cars with them. But the name is more likely due to the fact that if one of these rear doors were to accidentally open while driving, the wind could break the door clear off and the passenger would likely be sucked right out of the car. Chum, check it out. All of the body lines, everything has already been worked. This is all ready to just lay some color on it.
Originally, I wanted a fire engine red with a pearl metal flake top.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I can make a little bit more money on this if we could paint it black.
Dude, you can't go wrong with black on a suicide door in Lincoln.
The old man is having a fit, too. I told him I wanted to paint it red and white.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I feel a little bit bad that this car got shuffled off on the back burner. I want to get this done for him ASAP. It's a bad car, and Chumley's a good friend. So we just need to do a little bit of business, right? And we're rolling.
Yeah, but I smell a little sneaky on me. He waited 2 years because he thought I'd forget how much he owed me.
It's not easy to save money. There's new Jordans coming out every week. I mean, I've got some pretty valuable shoes. I even have a pair I bought for $3,000.
You got a pair of $3,000 shoes, and I could have had your car done, but I've been storing it for 2 years.
How can we resolve it?
You know what? I do have an old necklace I don't wear anymore.
Okay.
If I sell that with the money I have already, that'll be plenty enough to finish this car.
That's cool, man. Let's do this. Kevin and I will get the body shop to get this car out, get it on deck so that we're not waiting any longer. Let's get this thing in the done column.
I didn't mean to forget about you for 2 years.
It's cool. We're friends again.
You lying ass.
Let's go do some biznaz. Brett Kellerman from the Golden Nugget Casino is here to commission a custom bike build that is going to be given away at this year's Las Vegas Bike Fest. The Golden Nugget was built in 1946, and it's the largest hotel and casino downtown, Old Vegas. It's one of the few old-school gems left in this town that hasn't been blown up and replaced with some giant, glitzy new mega resort. It's old, classic Vegas, and I'm stoked to be doing this job for them.
Shay Shay, where's Rye?
I don't know.
He's coming. Shannon, I want you to meet Brett.
Hey, nice, Shannon.
To meet you,
Brett.
Shannon is our A number one in the motorcycle world over here at Counts Customs.
There's Ryan.
Here's Ryan.
Ryan, what's up, man? I want you to meet somebody very important.
Wow.
This is Brett.
How are you? Nice to meet you, Brett.
Nice to meet you, Ryan.
Brett wants us to build a bike.
Every year we give away a bike for Bike Fest. We're a sponsor, been doing it for the last 10 years. We love your work. Y'all do a great job with everything y'all do, so that's why we're here. You know, I'm not looking for a show bike that someone's gonna put in a trophy case just to show off. I want a bike that they can ride, enjoy, drive it to their hometown.
Gotcha.
I had a few ideas.
Let's hit the table right here, man.
So I brought a few pictures to show y'all. Two ideas to incorporate into the bike.
Oh.
This is the largest golden nugget in the world that we have on display.
Good Lord.
This is the Hand of Fate.
How big is that?
It's 89 and a half pounds.
89 and a half pounds. What's that worth?
In today's value of gold, it's worth over $2 million. But since it's the largest one, it's even worth more than that.
Whoa, yeah. And you want us to incorporate this nugget into the bike?
You know, some gold into the bike. Maybe not this exact nugget. I was thinking a black motorcycle with a little bit of gold on it. We don't want something too gaudy.
I'm hearing
a gold leaf.
Gold leaf.
Getting it.
Exactly. You know what I'm feeling.
Right.
We also have a 1 ounce dollar token that used to be played in the slot machine from 1965.
Oh my gosh.
So if it could be incorporated wherever y'all think it might go.
Gas cap.
Yeah.
That would be awesome on top of the gas cap. I'm getting really stoked about this build. Brett's got some great ideas about keeping this gold nugget vibe without it being too much of a theme bike. I know that Shannon and Ryan, they're going to take this build to a whole new level. And the Las Vegas Bike Fest, it's huge. It's a great way for us to display our work on a grand stage. You can't ask for better publicity.
What kind of budget are we working with?
I got a budget of $35,000 all in, tax, title, license, everything.
I think that's extremely fair.
Wait, we can go big. At least do a little bartering with her, Danny. Don't just throw in and say, I got you covered.
Do you see the picture of that nugget over there?
No, 35. How many guys you got working in the shop?
36.
We'll do a crawfish boil with cold beer for everyone here, and the bike's at 35.
You're kidding me.
Serious.
I'm in. I'm in.
Let's go. Budget is 35K.
Thank you.
You rock, man. I look forward to this.
You have a big issue. Bad prep job.
This was one of those when we had that paint shop manager mix and matching product. He's like herpes, dude. He keeps popping up on me.
What would be your dream find?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
No, I mean, just like today.
Today I'm either in the mood for a muscle car or maybe a 69 Corvette that would definitely make my day today.
That make your day any day.
Any day, yeah, you got that right. 70 GTX. Got away from me today on the way in to the shop, man.
Yeah?
Beautiful. Sublime Green. Couldn't get to him because he was behind me, and then he turned.
Oh, what's that?
There on the right. It's a Galaxy.
Oh, it is a Ford.
But, yeah, but it's four-door version. Not anything that I think we could make money with. That's pretty cool. But let's keep looking. Let's keep looking. Let's start getting the eyes peeled. What do you think, straight or left?
I go straight.
Okay. Up Tara. Oh! Look at that there to the left. I'm guessing 1962 Cadillac convertible. I'm thinking we should go take a look. White on white on white. Triple white.
That is nice.
We should take a peek, don't you think?
Yep.
This DeVille is sweet. A total classic. And the triple white, nice touch. And the body looks to be in fantastic condition. I just know if it was mine, I don't think I'd leave it sitting around with the windows down.
Very nice. And all the chrome's in nice shape, too.
White leather, the white top, the white body, the white walls. Good Lord Almighty. 1962 was Cadillac's 60th anniversary, and they beat their own sales record that year, moving over 160,000 cars. Elvis himself bought over 100 Caddies during the course of his life and was known to purchase them spontaneously for friends, family, and even strangers. The 1962 model featured a more nostalgic look compared to the previous years, removing the chromed edges from the fins and returning to the classic grille with a horizontal bar that floats across the middle.
For a flip?
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it needs a little love. If we do find an owner, and if they did want to sell it, and if the price was reasonable, this would be a big score. Man, I wonder whose it is, man.
But just having the windows down. There's a towel on the seat, so I'm wondering if it's somebody walking their dog.
You don't think it's that guy hiding behind the tree over there, do you?
I'm going to guess it's this guy coming this way.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is our guy, I guarantee it.
He's dressed properly for the car.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the look.
He's got the hat. It's got to be him.
I think you're right, man.
Yeah.
How you doing? Good.
I don't mean to interrupt you on the phone. You got a minute? When you're done? Cool, man.
Look, he's got his spot. Oh, nice.
All right,
I'm great, brother. I'm sure you get people looking at your stuff all the time. I'm Danny.
Danny.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Kevin.
This is Kevin.
Nice to meet you.
We got a shop here in town. This is the kind of stuff we specialize in. So we saw this sitting on the side of the road. I just had to come over and check it out, brother. Hope you don't mind us looking at your car. It's gorgeous. What's it got for the engine in it?
It's got the 390.
The 390?
You want to take a look?
I would love to, man. I would love to see what's under the hood. 390 is a great engine, man.
Yeah.
Nice. Very original, brother.
Yeah.
Still even running the old generator. I love it.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. This is great. I got to ask you a question just because I'm telling you, man. I'm truly a car addict. Would you ever consider selling this car?
Yeah, for the right price.
For the right price, yeah. Would you let me take it for a ride around the block? I might make you an offer on it.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for taking up some of your time today.
Okay, am I supposed to stay here?
Why aren't you and Cato riding the back?
I'd love to. I actually get to come for once.
Wow. I am really digging this car. She's a classic beauty, and if this thing rides as good as it looks, I want her. Only thing that's got me nervous is I don't know how much John's going to want to let her go. Car drives real nice, John.
It does.
It does. This engine feels wonderful. Accelerator feels wonderful. You can tell she's never been abused.
No.
This car is so beautiful, it'd be a blast to have this thing in the shop. Would you consider an offer of 20 on it?
No. Not 20,000.
No? What about 22 in cash?
Cato's nodding like he likes that price.
That would be a fair price for you and for me.
Yeah. So secret.
But I'm not going to sell it for a fair price.
Oh, man, I thought I was getting somewhere. That was fun and cruel all at the same time, man. You know, I'm really bummed that we couldn't make a deal, but I totally understand John not wanting to let the caddy go at my price, and I really couldn't justify going any higher. But at least he knows us now, and if he ever decides he wants to let her go, I'm sure he's going to give me a call.
Can I say goodbye to Cato real quick? Bye, Cato.
Bye, Cato. Earlier this morning, Chum Lee came by and dropped off the $5,000 that he owed us to finish up his 1963 Lincoln Continental. I'm really impressed that he actually lived up to his end of the deal, so I am going to live up to mine. I'm putting the 63 ahead of everybody, keeping it on the fast track so Chum Lee can get this baby done and he can make good on his investment. What's going on, Harry?
What's up, Bubba?
It's not looking too good. We have a big issue.
Oh, no.
Primer's coming off the metal.
Oh, no.
Bad prep job.
The word you guys are saying it, it's just coming off.
Yes. I thought maybe it was like isolated, but it's all over.
It's just peeling right off.
It's going to lead to worse issues later down the road.
I am not thrilled about this. If we just go in and paint it at this point, the paint will start to wrinkle after a period of time. It'll shrink up and eventually start to flake and fall off of the car. Literally paint falling off the car.
You know what this is, right? This was one of those cars we had from 2 years ago when we had that paint shop manager mix and matching product.
You're right.
He's like herpes, dude. He keeps popping up on me.
Yeah.
I thought we cleaned up all these and took the hit 2 years ago, so this really sucks. You know, we were doing Chum a favor. We were giving him a really good price because we knew his budget, and now we're going to paint his car for free.
Dude, I'm afraid that there is no other solution. We're going to have to blast this all off.
We're 5Gs if we have to re-sandblast this car and get it back to paint level. It's everywhere.
Well, let's just get it blasted. We ain't got time. We got to fix this. Let's get this thing done, and then it's back in the body shop, man. Reaching into my wallet now to have to do this all over again does not exactly tickle my fancy. But Chumley's a brother, man, so I'm going to do whatever I can to make this right. It's going to cost me because he's already paid for this. That ain't his fault. It's my fault. I didn't do it, but it's my shop. So I'm going to make it right for him. It's unbelievable. Let's roll this 63 out and show this man his beautiful Lincoln.
Woo! Come on out. Get yourself this time, boys.
They're coming up the street right now.
It looks like the CIA coming.
That's some big dudes.
Oh, my gosh. Good Lord Almighty. The guys are cranking on Chum Lee's 1963 Lincoln Continental Suicide Door Sedan. After a major setback with the primer, I know this thing is going to come out absolutely beautiful.
But in the meantime, Brett from the Golden Nugget Casino, he's here to check out the bike we built for him. And he's going to be giving away at this year's Las Vegas Bike Fest. Shannon and his crew went off on this bike. They spent countless hours building this baby from scratch. And Ryan did an amazing, gorgeous black paint job. And his hand-turned gold leaf work all over this bike is absolutely exceptional. We're all hoping that Brett loves this thing because he promised Louisiana Bayou-style cookout if this bike came out right and if we kept it on budget.
Well, let's roll it out. I can't wait to see it.
You might want to cover your ears because Foghorn Leghorn here, he's going to...
Shut it!
Whoa. That looks great.
I love it.
It is beautiful. I like it says Golden Nugget without a bunch of signs and whistles.
Uh-huh.
Whoever wins this thing is going to be incredibly happy. I mean, I hate to even give it away.
I think maybe we should just keep it.
I wish I could.
Shannon and his team did an amazing job building this bike. Started with an old school wishbone style frame, put a Springer front end on it, put some beautiful wire spoke wheels on it, a 2-inch enclosed belt drive system, 125 cubic inch engine that gives this thing some serious power. And the gold themes apparent throughout the bike, but we kept it cool, kept it classy, we didn't go gaudy. Ryan incorporated gold metal flake and beautiful gold leafing throughout that amazing, deep, rich black paint job. Steve worked his leather magic, designed this incredible three-dimensional seat that pays homage to the gold mines here in Nevada. And finally, we found a place for that slot machine token right on the gas cap.
It is gorgeous. I mean, y'all did a great job. Unbelievable.
Thank you. Check it out. Walk around this thing. Tell me what's popping out in your head.
Well, I see the hand of faith right there. It's pretty awesome.
What is it, $1.8 million?
Well, we have an insured for $5 million because it is the largest nugget in the world.
A 90-pound piece of gold? I'm impressed. I like to hold it.
Well, I'd be impressed if you put it on a chain and wear it around your neck.
I'm a baller, dude. I'm a baller.
You know, we give our bike away every year.
Yeah.
And I'm mad at myself that we didn't come to you earlier.
I'm glad you're pleased.
We're going to do it with you every year from here
awesome,
on out.
Awesome, brother, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. A happy customer is a good thing. A repeat customer, that's a great thing. A repeat customer that brings lunch, that's just a downright fantastic thing. I'm hoping Brett makes good on his promise.
I told y'all we would do a crawfish and shrimp boil for everyone here at the shop.
Love it. It looks like the CIA coming.
That's some big dudes. Whoa, what was up with my man with the guns?
Since y'all were so impressed just with the pictures, I brought the hand of faith for y'all to check it out since y'all were so impressed with the room. y'all have something we can put it down on?
Yeah, well, go inside, get a chair.
Absolutely,
okay.
Man.
I had to bring a couple of the guys because once it leaves our property, it's not covered by insurance.
You bring your own insurance with you. I like
that.
That's
what we did.
Watch yourself, Grandpa. Don't get too close. Oh, my God.
Damn!
Dude. You mind if I look at it and touch it?
Yeah, grab it.
Man, that thing is unbelievable. Thank you for showing this off. And let's get busy on some of that crawfish. I'm always glad when a customer is happy with the job that we did for them. But boy, I'll tell you what, if this tradition keeps up, having Brett as a loyal customer is going to keep my entire staff very happy and pretty darn fat.
Yeah.
It's been over 2 years since we started this project, but finally, Chumley's beautiful 1963 Lincoln Continental is done. After we discovered all of the paint prep work was incorrect, done by someone who obviously no longer works for me here at Counts Customs, we had to take this car apart and start from scratch. We got her completely sandblasted, put her all back together, all new bodywork, got the gorgeous black paint job, all new interior, all new chrome. This car is so badass, I know that when Chum sees her, he ain't gonna wanna sell her. You ready for this Lincoln, bro? Are you ready? Don't be doing that to me, man. I can tell you this, though. I'm thrilled. It's bad, bro. It's so classy, man. It's so classy, Chum. You're going to love it, man. You're going
to
love it.
I'm excited to see it.
I think it's gorgeous. Let's roll this 63 out and show this man his beautiful Lincoln. Rolling!
Woo! The grill on that thing alone. Come on, Al. Did yourself this time, boys.
Oh, yeah, brother.
This thing is sweet.
She's all you, man. Check her out. Soak it in. Nice. Chum Lee, my brother, what's going on in your head?
Just give me a minute to look at this pretty smile and that beautiful reflection.
This 63 Continental needed everything. We stripped this car down and we worked every inch, completely overhauled the engine and transmission, gave it a brand new all-black interior, all new chrome, custom 22-inch wire wheels, and topped it all off with a mirror-finished black paint job that is simply stunning. She's sexy. Check it out, man. Wander around.
So is the back as pretty as the front?
Dude, she's just beautiful everywhere. The chrome is disgusting. It's so beautiful.
It has that feel of a classic luxury car, but it just looks like a muscle car.
Factory with the suicide doors in the back. Come on.
I love this.
Look at that. Look at that. Come on.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Look at you, man. Classy, man. Classy.
Excuse me? Do you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
The long wait was worth it. The car's been here forever, but it's beautiful, it's perfect, everything's done right. I'm excited to actually get the car home so I can get it listed on the internet and flip it. I need to make some money.
Brother man, your chariot awaits. You're driving, man.
All right.
I'm riding. We'll go for a cruise, baby. Building this car turned from a really fun project to a huge headache. Taking a hit on that incorrect primer still leaves a bad taste in my mouth, but in the end, this car came out gorgeous. And I know if Chumley turns a big profit on this ride, he's going to be back to do it again. We've always had a great relationship with Chumley and all the guys from the pawn shop, and it just keeps getting better and better.
I'm surprised you didn't try to keep this yourself.
Well, you know, it's got a for sale sign on it.